Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by MyMotorWorld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories, and tools from the biggest and best brands in the automotive industry. At MyMotorWorld.com, we've got the lot.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the
Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Yes, we're in front of a live audience here at the Motorist. This is in Leeds. It's a very fabulous event. Themed around motoring, got an amazing calf, great bar, of which everyone's experiencing here in the room, and we're having a fantastic evening because we got a very special guest for you. I wanted him a part of this podcast because we're in competition with each other, because he's going to create his own motoring podcast, and it's blooming brilliant, and so is he. This is going to be a story of hard work, diligence, loyalty, and a way to be creative in this really sticky media industry. And I really hope you enjoy what this young lad's got to say. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only Auto Alex! You all right, Alex?
I'm all right, yeah. I found it really funny how when the audience said Wheeler Dealer Podcast, they said podcast. I was like, we're proper up north here, aren't we?
Yeah, this is proper up north. This is not like where you come from, where there's £50 notes as leaves
on
the street.
Where do you come from, then?
I come from West London, darling.
Exactly, yes. West London. AKR. As I say, £50 notes are like leaves on the street down there. They just blow them away. They just kick them out of the way because they're just annoying.
They don't pick them up,
It
then.
Costs more money to stop and pick one up than it does to stop and pick one up.
Oh, I get my butler to do that.
You can use it on you, Les, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Don't get me started about you, Les.
Exactly. Right, so they've got something on you that you haven't got.
And cheaper fuel prices.
Fuel prices up here a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
You, Les, they haven't got that up here.
40p.
Wow.
40p cheaper a litre?
Yes.
Where was that, Esther?
I've got to fill up tomorrow.
Well, it was like £1.60 for diesel here, and I paid £2.02.
Did you really?
Yeah, to get up here. For you, my invoice has gone up for that.
£2.02.
Was that on the motorway?
Yeah, was that on the motorway? You mad?
It was a motorway, yeah.
Do you know, I always surprises
me. Do you not fill up before you go somewhere?
Yeah, I always
I was in a rush.
Auto Alex.
Hello.
Is your persona, but I know you as Alex Kirsten.
Yep.
Alex, I've known you probably, I don't know, you come and interviewed me once on Wheeler Dealers 8-9 years ago. Long time ago. And you were a proper, full-on journalist. You were like an automotive journalist. Like, you know, not in control of your own destiny at that point.
Yep, no.
You were working for a big overseer.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from. Why do you love cars so much? Or dare I say, if you've looked at his YouTube channel, why do you love shitboxes so much?
Oh, I do love a shitbox. No, my love of cars, I think from probably most people, actually stems from parents. My mum loves cars. Her first car was actually a Karmann Ghia. My first car that I remember that she had was a BMW E21 with a massive rust hole in the bottom, in the floor. And I remember as a kind of 3-4-year-old, she used to let me do the gears and stuff. So I used to love that. And she kind of cherished that love of cars for me. And when I got to 7, I knew more about cars than mum did. And there was a program, I can't remember what it was called, with something Kelly, that man. The tall man who did...
Oh, Matthew Kelly.
Matthew Kelly, I think.
Stars in Their Eyes?
No, it wasn't that one, no. Not as a child. But I think he had another offshoot program when I was back in the 90s where kids could go and then show off their talents. Does anyone know what that is?
What's it say? You Bet.
You
it
Bet.
It was You Bet.
Oh, and you get
okay,
a You
yeah,
Bet
that.
Betsy,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
You Bet. That was with Matthew Kelly, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm not getting confused. And Mum tried to enter me into that because I used to be able to tell what a car was just from the rear lights. And she was like,
wow.
Yeah, she was like, my son is very clever. I'm going to get all of the rear lights and then put it on.
She's German.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just, and also
Welsh.
That was for comedic effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk like that.
She doesn't, no.
No.
She's been in the UK since 1979.
Yes.
Yeah.
So your love of cars comes from you. It's funny because most lads that, or guys that I know always say their dad, but your love of cars comes from your mum.
Yes. Yeah. So I grew up, I actually grew up without a dad. But from what mum tells me, he used to be, he may still be a mechanic.
Oh,
so
right.
He was mechanically minded.
DNA.
That did not translate to me because I break cars. I don't fix cars.
No, that is very true. I've been watching your YouTube content and you're very good at breaking cars.
Very good. Yeah. I'm very destructive.
So how did it start then? Did you, as a young lad, obviously, like me, you probably went to school and all you did was doodle cars on your school box. I had a bit of interest in history. The only reason I wanted to know maths because I wanted to know how many gears were in a gearbox and how fast the car could go. If you're travelling... I love that question. If you're travelling, you know, 70 miles an hour and somebody's travelling towards you at 40 miles an hour, what's your impact speed? And I used to love that question because it was car-related.
Yeah.
So you were that person at school, like me.
I was, yeah.
Obsessed.
I was that annoying kid. What? And I always find... Sorry, Mike. I always find that you either like cars or football. I don't really know many people who like both. Does anyone here like football?
I kind of like football.
There's like three.
I like football.
Oh, we're at North, aren't we? Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, no, I like football.
Bloody hell fire.
Me too.
And
very much.
So when you left school, when you went through that your school years and you left school, what was it next for you? Was it like, I'm going to definitely have a career in motoring, I'm going to sell cars, I'm going to flip cars, I'm going to clean cars, I'm going to mechanic on cars. What happened next?
So I'm from that kind of 2002 onwards Top Gear generation, you know, when Top Gear, the reboot, and I was like, this is the best thing ever, like many people my age. And I did the high school, college thing, went to uni, did stuff that I didn't really need to do, but, you know, you go to uni because your mum tells you to go
to
uni.
What did you do?
I actually did, what did I do? I did German literature, I did French, a bit of psychology as well.
Has any of that come in handy since?
Not really.
Nah,
no,
it's weird,
no.
Isn't it?
Yeah. German literature is so boring, it really is. Don't do it, don't do it. So anyway, I did the uni thing at Exeter University. I got a job at Domino's Pizza. And I just with like loads of waste of friends. It was great. We just did loads of silly things. And then it was actually my manager that said, Alex, you should probably think about doing something with your life. And I was like, bloody hell, if a manager of Domino's is telling me I need to smarten up, I'm in trouble. So I actually thought, you know, I'm all right at chatting about cars and writing. I made a beeline for the local Express and Echo rag newspaper because I know they had a motoring section. And I went straight for the editor of that and I said, listen here, buddy. No, it was like, please, sir, can I have a job? He actually gave me an internship for a couple of weeks. And then he told me about this master's in automotive journalism at Coventry. So off the back of that, I did the master's, got my foot in the door at Autocar magazine, got a job there for a couple of years, which was very boring because I was, talking about updates of the C4, Citroën Picasso has got new xenon headlights and a new grille design, which is utterly boring. And then I met a guy called Adnan Ibrahim who started a blog called Car Throttle. I joined Car Throttle and then we grew that YouTube channel from 10,000 subs to over 3 million. And that took 10 years. And then last year I thought, you know what, stuff it. I'll start my own channel because I've got lots of friends and people in the industry, you included, Mike, who are backing me. And you've been saying to me for years, haven't you, why don't you start your own channel? And it was at the time, I wasn't married at the time. I've actually forgotten my wedding ring. I am married. Yeah.
Within the first year as well, you've done that.
First 4 months, yeah.
First 4 months, yeah. That's bad.
Did you pass your test first time?
My marriage test.
No, you failed that.
Yeah, apparently so. I did pass my first, my driving test, yeah.
First
only
time.
Took 50 quid. No.
You went from, you've hopped, skipped and jumped, haven't you? You've gone from working at Domino's, automotive journalism, proper journalism, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Zen and headlamps and...
So
it's proper journalism. I did it. I beat that path as well. And then from there, on Car Throttle is where I first met you. Car Throttle was kind of a phenomenon because up until that point, there's plenty of plagiarising of Car Throttle now with other people, but up until that point, Car Throttle was the most... sort of first time it was sort of an irrelevant sort of YouTube channel with
irrelevant
yeah well it's like three guys that really didn't Well, one of them knew about cars, the other two sort of didn't.
Yeah, so, if you know what I mean. Ethan, the idiot.
Ethan, and they sort of just bumbled around not knowing. It was a, I don't know, it's like the young ones, you know, for us of a certain generation. It was like watching the young ones.
You're not going to start talking about marathon chocolate bars again,
no,
are you?
Because you're too young.
Yeah.
But it was a bit like that, watching, and it was funny and entertaining and engaging and irrelevant. That's what I'm saying. It was kind of, you know, you're trying to educate these two guys that are with you about what is a car and how it works and why this one's important and why you should buy it. And they just simply don't care.
Yeah, and also the other thing about the channel that made it a success that it is, for people who don't know Car Throttle and don't know kind of the YouTube space that much, the USP of Car Throttle was buying shitboxes, going on adventures, breaking down, and just seeing how far you can take a high-mileage hero in a day. Like I didn't buy, I actually swapped a winch. A company gave me a winch, it was Sealy. Because I said I wanted a winch for my 4x4, and then I got bored with that idea. And then I swapped it for a Skoda Octavia, a pre-PD.
So you swapped the winch for a Skoda Octavia?
Yes, I did. And that Skoda Octavia had 445,000 miles at the time. It was an absolute dog. And I decided it would be a good idea to take that, put it on YouTube, and give it a completely new lease of life. So we tarted it up completely, gave it a VRS interior, and then I was like, you know, this is a really cool car. And it goes on forever. It's got great MPG. So we did loads of weird and wacky tests with the car. How can you drive it on vegetable oil? Because I used to do that at Domino's as well to save a lot of fuel. I used to go to the fish and chip shops and actually get their waste vegetable oil and then put them through a bloody bedsheet. And one of my favourite things that we did with that Skoda Octavia was I challenged myself to drive that from the UK to the Nürburgring, do a lap of the Nürburgring, and then drive all the way back in one day on one tank of diesel, and it took me 18 hours, but I did it. I did over 800
really?
Miles in that car.
That
yeah.
is fantastic. Yeah. That is fantastic. See, that's great content for YouTube. So this is the bit that's interesting for you, for me, knowing you, because I've seen the phenomenal success of Car Throttle, and it's like you hit, as I say, it's a bit like the young ones. You hit a sweet spot where you've got this loyal audience that just can't wait for the next episode. They're going to stick with you because they're three familiar faces. It's a bit like a younger version of a crap Top Gear, with the greatest respect.
No, I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It was a
that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Mike.
Were you the only people doing it at that time? Was there any competition, or was it just you?
On YouTube, no, not so much. So I started off as the kind of lead presenter of that, and for the first maybe 5 years, it was just me doing videos. And then I was like, do you know what? This is a bit boring, and I reckon we can spice it up a bit. So I got Ethan, who was a video editor, and he was always behind the camera. I was like, just jump in video with me, because we're two completely different people. And then we started this this kind of comical car series called Two Guys, One Car, where I was like the overbearing car lover and Ethan was the guy who lived with me and he had no interest in cars. And that kind of dynamic, the one who loves it and hates it, that really, really worked. And then a guy called Jack joined us to help edit videos. And then I was like, Jack, just join us. And then we did cheap car challenges together and it just really took off. Yeah.
As I say, it was like a cheaper version of that Top Gear. So, but it worked. It really worked. That's where you developed your persona, if you like,
yep.
of, hold out your hand!
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That was very funny. So that was during COVID times, actually. So someone was going back to China, and he'd bought himself an E39 525D. It was really, really ropey. And he dropped it off at my house, and then I did a little video on the car. And then I think I said in that video, I channeled my inner Mike Brewer, and I got him down to like £200, and then I did the, hold out your hand! Piss take of you, and I thought nothing of it. And then during COVID, you were doing your Instagram lives, and then some French fella messaged you during the Instagram live and said, what do you think of Otto Alex taking the piss? That was French, not German. That was a French accent. And you saw that question, and you were like, yeah, I love it. And I was watching, babe, Mike Brewer's just mentioned my name. It was the most surreal thing ever. Yeah.
It was brilliant. I loved it. And me and Michelle, during COVID, when they unlocked the doors and we could walk into, you know, walk for an hour, go and walk your dog or whatever, we were walking around the town where we live, Leamington Spa, and we're walking around and this kid's coming past in Citroen Saxos going, hold out your hand!
That will follow you to your grave, and I'm so happy for that.
And I'm like, what the? Where's this come from? And it was you. And I'm like, these are the kids that are watching you now barking it back to me. My own slogan, which you've taken. And
that's mine now. I've copywritten that now. Yeah.
There's a vibe between the two of you, and it's kind of become
sexual
slightly
tension.
Uncomfortable.
Is there? It's not sexual.
The audience know what I mean, though. It's slightly weird, isn't it?
No, it's just a little bit
uncomfortable. It's the father-son thing.
It is a father-son thing, and it comes from, I've got a finite number of years, and I do have a finite number of years. Regardless, despite what Michelle or other people might say, I can feel that I'm really getting older now, and it's, I can feel it. I can feel the downslope approaching. So I keep thinking, if I'm on the downslope, rather than just cut something off at the knees, if you had to breed the next version of me.
Are you saying I'm your offspring?
Yes. I would be delighted if they said the next host of Wheel of Dealers is Alex.
Well, we've actually got an announcement to make, don't we, Mike? You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, good. Mike Brough has been cancelled, ladies and gentlemen. Good 20 years is enough.
20 years, that'll do. No, I just think, I've known Alex forever, and there is something about... What I love about you is the tenacity to work. I've known you, and when you come to me ages ago and you said, look, I've got this chance, or, I'm thinking about what you said about doing my own YouTube channel, I literally said, whatever it costs, I'll pay for it. I mean, I would be behind you 100%, because there's a... when I'm worked with you doing the car throttle videos, I appeared in a few of those, your tenacity to work was just incredible. It's like you've just got it and you know how to deliver it, and you're not afraid you're not afraid to roll up your sleeves. You're the one picking up the bags, moving the cameras around. So tell us now about, so the car throttle years were a great success because of, the chat you had with me. Nobody else, just me. And I said, go out on your own, just me.
You are the reason I'm here. The reason. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
No, tell us about Auto Alex and the success it's had.
Yeah, so I kind of handed in my notice at Car Throttle end of April last year. And then I said to the guys and to the bosses, I'd love to stay on as a freelance presenter. And they were like, yeah, that's cool. And from an audience perspective, nothing was really going to change. And at that time as well, Rory Reed from Auto Trader said, oh, would you mind doing some presenting for us? I'd love to have you on board. And I was like, yes, I was saying yes to everything. And my goal was also always to have, my own channel, my own YouTube channel, and that to be a thing that could kind of limp along. And then at the end of the year, it'd be great if I had 50,000 subscribers or so. And, I could depend on Auto Trader and Car Throttle to keep the lights on. So released the first video, I think it was like May the 12th or something last year, and within 1 week the channel had amassed 250,000 subscribers.
Incredible.
And I genuinely had a mini meltdown. I remember saying to my now wife, I said, this is actually a bit too much, and like the weight of expectation on my shoulders now feels too much, and I just don't want to disappoint people, and just for them to have subscribed and then just to be disappointed, for me, it was really quite daunting. And the numbers just kept on growing and growing. And then it obviously plateaued. We're now at 565,000 subs.
That's amazing.
But I had the 100,000 subscriber plaque in about a week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. Nuts.
I'm so pleased for you.
But it was so validating to see that people from Car Throttle, wanted to take a chance and follow me and join Auto Alex, because, people on TV and YouTube, they're very, very kind of insular, and if you follow that channel, then you follow them, like ride or die type thing, like Top Gear when they start doing their things, oh, there was Jeremy Clarkson and all that kind of stuff. They just never even gave the new guys a chance. And part of me kind of thought that might happen as well, but it was just really nice to see that that wasn't the case.
No, it's not been the case, and the channel has had so much success. Your videos get viewed hundreds of thousands of times every time you put a video out there. It's now paying you. It's now giving you a living. But better than that, you put on your own event. You put on this event at Gaydon Motor Museum. I mean, be bold, be brave. Just choose, Britain's Motor Museum.
Yep.
Choose it, which has got this phenomenally massive car park, and go, I'm going to put on a show there, which, let's face it, you could fall over flat on your face if 60 people turn up in their Saxos. and courses. But you put on this event in conjunction with Cheer Up Petrol Hedonism, and I come along for the day. I can't tell you just how amazing that event was. It was crazy. You must have been walking around that day thinking you was in a dream. There were 5,000 people that turned up with their cars. It was nuts.
Yeah, it really was. So, yeah, as Mike alluded to, I had a show. It was a few bank holidays ago now, maybe a couple of months or so.
It was on Mike's birthday.
It was on Mike's birthday, yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. And Mike came for that.
Yes. Yeah, that was my birthday present to myself, going to your show.
Yeah. That was your 70th, wasn't it?
It was all about the cake. It got me a cake with happy 69th birthday on it, and it was my 59th, but in front of 5,000 people. Which was really nice.
But we did sing Happy Birthday. But yeah, as Mike alluded to, I like shitboxes, so we couldn't call it, you know, shitbox show. We called it Shedfest.
Well, I was very proud of you. I had an amazing day on my birthday, and I was very proud of you. It was a great, great event. Need something for your vehicle? Screen wash, coolant, wiper blades, brake discs and pads, engine oils, you name it. Well, check out mymotorworld.com for the exact fit parts and car care products for your pride and joy. That's mymotorworld.com. They've simply got the lot.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
So, Alex, much success. You heard me talking to a previous a podcast guest. You've tuned in to our podcast, obviously. You would have heard me talk to our previous podcast guest about this road trip, this fantasy road trip that we put them on. I'm now going to put you on the same fantasy road trip. So me, Andy and Michelle, we're going to swing open the doors to my infinite garage of cars. And I got a funny feeling you're going to choose a 1991 Suzuki Vitara 5.
Oh, wide body.
Wide body 5.
2 litre V6.
Your dream car. If you said PT Cruiser, I would throw up.
Convertible.
If you said PT Cruiser, convertible.
Greatest car alive.
It looks like
alive.
A Victorian pram going on.
Oh, it does. It does.
I would literally chunder as we're sitting here. So, Alex, here we go. Fantasy road trip. Me, Andy and Michelle, we swung the doors open. My infinite garage. Please choose a car that's got enough space for 3 passengers.
Okay. I might surprise you on this. It's not a shitbox, but it is a Porsche 959.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
You better have 2 small friends in the back.
I can get in the back.
Yeah. You're not invited, I'm afraid. You could.
I can slide in.
So I've. You can fit in the back of a 959.
I do.
You do. Yeah. You fit in the back of mine. Not a 959, by the way.
Hours.
All right. Hours. Jesus. Alex.
Yes.
Porsche 959.
High mileage with a bit of rust as well. It's got to be leggy.
Such car.
It's got to be a bit leggy.
What colour?
Like rust, rusty colour.
No, that doesn't exist.
No, I'm going to go like a midnight blue.
That's a fantasy too far because nobody who owns a 959 would ever let it go rusty. It's a supercar.
How do you know?
Challenge
accepted.
Because
they are a supercar. Who is not...
Can I put a tow bar on it?
Well, a sidecar?
A tow bar. If I put a tow bar on it, then I can have a caravan and they can have more people.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That's quite funny.
Yeah.
A 959 towing a caravan.
Can we do like
funny.
A Wheeler Dealers Auto Alex crossover? Where you buy the 959.
And you get a caravan.
I'll fit the tow bar and a caravan.
That would be quite
Would anyone
funny.
Like to see that?
Yes, I think everyone would like to see that.
Beside me is Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Are we talking...
Wolf of Wall Street, you know
Wolf
the wife.
Wolf of Wall Street, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, I get. Right, she's sat beside you. Wolf of Wall Street, you get it. Right, who's in the rear seat?
It's going to be Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah, cool. Good
he's going to have to be in the caravan, though. He's a tall bloke.
Yeah, he's a big... He's a whopper. He is a whopper. Idris Elba. And
I would also... would have loved to have spent time with Sabine Schmitz.
Sabine Schmitz.
Only because
you want to get tips about Nürburgring.
I do, bloody
That's
hell.
It.
But she's awesome,
going
though.
Back there. She
I do.
That's pretty good, isn't it? So Porsche 959, towing a caravan, beside you.
Oh, just picture it,
You've got Margot Robbie beside you.
Yeah.
Big glasses on, that lovely blonde hair.
That's the only thing she's wearing, glasses.
In the back of the car, across the two rear seats, because you can fold on the 959 the two rear seats down to be a little shelf.
How do you know?
Because I'm blimmin' no cars, like a shelf.
It's only been 20 years.
I love my show. I made a living out of them.
Really?
And then she's laying across the back of the car, towing a caravan, in the caravan, pressed up against the glass, is Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's right. Like, let me in, fella.
Hold on. What caravan is it? What make?
Please tell me it's
It's going to be a Winglander 750.
Winglander.
I've just made it up, but everyone's like, that sounds plausible.
No, I think there's people of a certain generation, if it's not a Bounty...
Oh.
About 1980s, but it's the basically what you see on every builder site.
And it tastes of paradise.
Yeah, and it looks like it's got your grand curtains in it. That are brown and orange. Yeah. That's a Bounty.
That is the
trend. Is there a toilet?
That's your go-to caravan.
Is there a toilet?
A toilet
in the caravan?
Why not?
For Idris.
For Idris, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have a car.
I mean, he's going to get shaken about. I'm driving a bloody 959.
Cool. Right, okay. So, your 959, where are you starting your journey from?
I am starting from the Nürburgring.
Now, that's pretty cool. So you're going to do a lap on the Nürburgring.
Sabine Schmitz is going to drive my 959 with Idris in the back.
No, she's going to give you instructions on the rear seat. She's sitting on the...
But Idris is still in the caravan.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to picture that. 959, caravan, Nürburgring, Sabine Schmitz on the little parcel shop in the back.
Margot
shouted,
Robbie naked.
Margot Robbie.
Glasses. Yeah, glasses.
Right, sat beside you. You're in a 959, one of the best all-time cars ever.
Is there a bed in the caravan?
This is good. So far, this is good. I like this.
Yeah.
Might be the 127.
Where are you going to?
It's obvious. We're going to Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah.
Why Thailand?
I love Thailand.
You've been before?
Yeah, I've been many times.
I don't think we've been to Thailand before, have we?
We haven't. Too many mosquitoes, but it is a fabulous place.
No, we all just load up in the caravan. It's fine. We've got nets and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there a bed?
Idris is there just swatting them away. Yeah. Shooting them.
Right, so you're on your way to Thailand. What is playing on the radio?
Mm.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac?
You are smashing this. So much so, this lot have gone silent.
Give us a tune.
There's nothing to say.
They're like,
it's good at every time, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, give us a tune.
Fleetwood Mac.
Well, it's got to be The Chain.
The Chain, yeah.
Yeah, Fleetwood just Mac. Imagine that on the Nürburgring.
I've seen Stevie Nicks.
Doing like 150 with a caravan. Idris Elba's pressed up against the window, but Fleetwood Mac is playing. So he's loving life.
It is pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What snacks are you eating? What's in the glove box?
Schnitzel.
Okay, so let's picture that scene because it is a good scene. There we go. This is where we get to know your likes, loves, and we're going to get to find out who's your best in a minute. I think we can guess that one already. You're in a Porsche 959, tow bar on the back, caravan.
It's a Westfalia tow bar as well.
It's a Westfalia tow bar, the Bounty caravan on the back. Sat beside you is Margot Robbie, big sunglasses, looking gorgeous. You've got Sabine Schmidt sitting on that little fake parcel shaft that folds down. You're feeding your schnitzel whilst listening to Fleetwood Mac as you leave the Nürburgring after a lap on your way to Thailand.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? That is pretty cool.
It is. It's completely ridiculous.
That sounds like a whole video series.
I'm going to try and get AI to draw that later.
Okay.
That's going to be a really good one. That's a challenge for AI.
It really is.
Sort that one out. You go, think you're clever. Fix this one. Right. So we've arrived in Hanoi, in Thailand. Get out of the car. Obviously, Sabine, she's been cramped in the back all that way to Hanoi.
She wants
to stretch her legs.
Yeah.
But you turn around, and damn it, the 959, it's gone. It's gone. Vaporized. Disappeared.
Am I taking the caravan back?
No. You are taking a convertible sports car back. Just one. And I think I know what you're going to say. You can have one car to drive back in. What's it going to be?
Two-seater.
Does anyone know the answer to this?
I know the answer. I think Taylor would know the answer.
Can someone shout a name of my car? Phil. So I am pathetic. I name all of my cars. Sorry if anyone else names their cars, but it's quite sad. Anyway, I have got a Mark 1 MX-5 called Phil because I like Phil Collins. I also had an E36 M3 called Colin because I like Phil Collins. Phil I still have, Colin I don't have. But Phil has been kind of my automotive love affair for the past 8 years, and that's kind of what made me quote-unquote famous on YouTube, because I did a build series on Phil on Car Throttle all those years ago. Phil now has a V6 Jaguar engine in it, making 265 brake horsepower.
It's ridiculous.
And I've just come back from the Nürburgring. I actually got back last night at midnight from the Nürburgring, I think. What day is it? Yeah, it was yesterday. So Phil's probably already out there, you know, when we're doing this fantasy road trip. So what I would do is I would get a tow bar, put it on Phil, and then we'd all go home.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You've got to drop two of your guests.
Oh, bloody hell.
Is it going to be Idris, Sabine, or, dare I say, by chance, is it going to be Margot Robbie?
Well, I've probably already fallen asleep after 30 seconds with Margot, so that's too much for me. So I would dump Margot and Idris, and wow. I would take Sabine back to the Nürburgring.
Wow! We got to find out a lot about this young man. If you want to get inspiration and see a genuine love, because we're here, I gather all this audience here, because we've all got the same shared passion and love of cars. But if you want to see that wrapped up in a parcel that is just the best way to enjoy cars, with adventuring with cars, then please, please, please tune into Auto Alex. Was that good or what? Fabulous. Did we like that? Enjoy that? Yeah. It's great fun, wasn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only Alex Kirsten! Yeah. And if you've enjoyed this Wheeler Dealer podcast, then make sure that you go and find our previous episodes. We've got so many guests. And don't forget to follow Andy J on Twitter
don't
and Instagram.
Follow him.
Andy
follow
J.
Me.
Follow Mrs. Brewer
all
at Mrs. M. Brewer.
Follow
me on Mike Brewer on Twitter and Instagram, and Wheeler Dealer on Facebook. Hope you've enjoyed that one. That was
Should
really
have a shout-out
from
the audience, then?
Yeah, let's have a... We'll say... what do I say at the end of every show? You ready? In the words of the Wheeler Dealers...
Ta-da!
Ta-da, thank you very much. Well done, everyone.
Thanks for coming.
The Wheeler Dealer Podcast was brought to you by MyMotorWorld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories and tools from the leading brands in automotive, all delivered to your door. Just visit MyMotorWorld.com. They've got the lot. If you're looking for a car, then why not try MikeBrewerMotors.com? You can find us out there on the internet. If you're looking for a used van and a cheap car, then why not try us at oneautomotive.co.uk? We've got everything you could possibly need.